Good day here at Brookings Radio. We welcome Brookings City Manager Paul Brazino. Paul, great to see you once again.
Nice to see you too.
Busy time in Brookings for the city.
That's right. Between construction and development and everything else that we have going on in this community, it's hard to believe that summer's almost over, but I tell you, we're still very busy either on the streets or with development throughout this community, which is always great to see.
I know that people can get frustrated with times at road construction, but you have to do it if you want these roads to last longer, right?
That's right. With the short summers and early winters, we have to get in as much as we can within the development and reconstruction of our streets. Right now, we have 22nd Street, of course, tore up, but we are making progress on that. I believe last time I heard it was about 3 to 4 weeks behind schedule, but we are making up time with these dry days, and hopefully that holds out for us for quite some time. 20th Street is also tore up right now, and I know a lot of people are utilizing the side streets out of there. We have a lot of detour going on. If people are finding issues or concerns, please give us a call. Let us know so we can address those as we're doing these reconstruction and detour projects. We also have a lot of chip seal that went down here about a week or two ago, and staff's out there busy right now picking up a lot of the rock. Just encourage citizens, residents, people driving throughout our community, give us a little bit of space and some time. You know, we do have lives of our employees out there on the streets, and we want to make sure they go home safe and sound at night.
Yeah, wherever that construction is happening, just slow down, take it easy, and proceed with caution.
That's right. And for those that want to know where we're at with some of our construction projects, encourage you to check us out online or on the radio as well. I know our social media individual has been posting a lot of information out there about these construction projects, and people can ask plenty of questions, and hopefully we can get some answers real quick.
Great way to keep up on what's going on. All right, let's turn to the budget. I know the city council is getting a look at a budget that you've probably been working on for a while. Right now, it's a balanced budget, but that was not without some pain this
year. That's correct. And you know, we talk about the process. It's about a five-month process from beginning to end. Then you get a pass, and six, 7 months later, you start all over again. But it's actually been a joy going through this budget process, especially with our department heads and our budget, or our departments coming together to find ways to make our budget balance. And it's so imperative that we have a balanced budget for our local government, especially as we rely on sales tax. Here lately, our sales tax has been ebb and flowing over the past 6 months.
It's really hard to get a handle on what it's doing, isn't it?
Exactly. Over the last 6 months, you know, that's usually a good indicator of how your year's going to end, what you can project for next year. Out of the last 6 months, 4 of those months, I believe, were negative. So 2 were fairly positive. We were running negative just 1% up to last month. Now I believe it's either flatline or increased by 1%. Once again, that's our bread and butter. Those people out there that love our parks, our trails,
our police force. So what, about 2/3 of your revenue
fire
for the general fund?
Yes. A lot of people assume it's property taxes, but really about 45% is our sales tax. The next highest revenue source is our transfers from people like BMU, our partners. And then finally, it's about 18% is property tax. So we get a relatively, we get a good chunk of dollars from the property tax, but it's not our major source. So that's why we always encourage people to buy local as much as possible, especially if you love the great things about this community. We presented the budget to the city council during 2 work sessions. We're having a 3rd work session before the next meeting. The next meeting will hold the first public hearing. We have 2 public hearings before it can be passed. And we can always extend it to the 3rd public hearing. New this year is a document that our assistants to the city manager, Jake, and our new marketing director have produced. It's a 3-page document. It's called a budget brief. And for anyone that's interested in knowing more about our budget, I encourage them to go out there to our website, download that. Rather than looking at the hundreds of pages of budget, you can get a synopsis of what our budget entails within 3 short pages. Short and sweet of it is, we do have a total increase of about 3% to our budget. Our budget's about $55 million, but the reality is it's about a $1.9 million increase. A large majority of that increase is due to a new cell that's going to be constructed at our landfill next year. It's roughly $2 million. Now, we've been putting money aside every year to pay for that construction, so residents won't see a rate increase for that construction.
It's one of those things you know is coming and you plan for.
Exactly. The landfill lasts us for right around 70 years, and this is just one of those milestones in that life expectancy of our landfill.
How long does the cell last, do you know?
No, I don't.
Just curious. Yeah, it's neither here nor there, but I was just curious.
Yeah, I know that we have multi-phases, multi-cells available at the landfill. We usually dive into the general fund after we talk about the entire budget, because the general fund contains about 85-90% of our employees and our services.
And it's the one you have really salaries, it's what pays for the police department and the parks and everything that people really deal with.
That's correct. And that's the one that relies heavily on sales tax.
And that's about 23.7, was it?
That's correct. Million? $3.7 million. So if you look at the top three departments in our community, usually the parks department is our number one department. And that usually speaks a lot about a community and what they value. And here in Brookings, we value quality of life. The next department is our public safety, your fire, your police. And once again, here we value the safety of our community. The rest of it, the next largest third department is our public works, which is our streets, our engineering, community development, you know, really planning for the future and then maintaining our current existing infrastructure. So really, with the efforts of this budget, what we've tried to do is streamline our budget so it's more accessible and understandable for our residents, but just as importantly, our city council. And we've really focused on planning as well. Before, we had a five-year capital improvement plan, maybe a five-year community reinvestment plan. We've done away with that. Now we have a 10-year capital improvement plan that identifies large projects, but also identifies the revenue sources to ensure that we can achieve the dreams of the city council. Also created a new fee structure, a fee schedule. We have a number of fees throughout our community, or throughout our organization, and we put that all into one document, of which we'll be revisiting every year throughout the budget process.
Sometimes fees have to go up.
That's right. What we're trying to do is ensure that we're within market with our peer communities and ensure that we're trying to recruit some dollars from our time that we're putting into some of these efforts. Other things we've done, we streamlined our outside agencies. We give about $1.9 million to our outside agencies. Social service agencies are all now funded out of our general fund, with the exception of the research park. All economic development agencies are now funded through the 3B and pillow tax. So really tried to streamline that so you have a direct correlation of where those funds are coming from and where they're going to.
And because the 3B has also been all over the place and down, some of the 3B recipients are going to see less revenue this year.
That's correct.
Or next year, I should say,
that's
2020.
Correct. And just to explain the 3B, that's an additional 1%, or we call it a third penny. On
sometimes
bed.
Called the bed, board, and booze.
Yep, exactly. Yep. And if you look this year, out of the last 6 months, 5 months have been negative. But that 1 month that's been positive has been outstanding to make up for the rest of the year. But
so any reason, any thoughts on why that is?
No, we haven't been able to put our finger on it. You know, like
what was the good month, do you recall?
I believe it was May, okay. May or June. But I believe that's about a month in the rear.
Gotcha.
Much like sales tax, we have no idea where our
right.
sales tax is coming from.
It's not delineated very well at the state level.
That's correct. And that's often frustrating for the city. If we try to operate like a business, no other business would operate not knowing where 42% of your revenue source
right.
is coming from. So we try to make our best guess of where we're going to be. So we also look constantly in the rear as well. So looking over the last 2 years with the 3B, we've only increased about $3,000. And so we're making a transfer of about $25,000 from the liquor store to help offset the needs of the 3B and not make such a large impact.
And since it was implemented in 2005, I think that's pretty well steadily been going up until just recently, right?
You know, it's been kind of flat or minimal growth over the last three or four
couple
years.
Couple years,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, but we did see an uptick last month and hopefully this month. It looks like numbers are coming in stronger. So we'll wait and see at the end of the year. What's always tough is budgeting next year, 6 months prior, looking 6 months back or a year back, and of course not knowing where your revenue truly comes from is always a little frustrating. But we have to do what we can, budget conservatively, have an adequate reserve fund and policy to ensure that we don't ever impact our citizens and the services we provide.
There are a couple areas I wanted to talk about because I know the city council expressed some concern. One was BETA. Mm-hmm. Would like to see them get more money, but they have to find a place where that money will come from, right?
That's correct. With a balanced budget, whenever you want to increase another line item, you ultimately have to decrease another item. Council's been doing an outstanding job in getting involved with the budget, understanding money in, money out. It's also taken a more active role in understanding the applications from these outside agencies. BETA came in and asked for $125,000. Traditionally, we give them about $80,000-$85,000.
But they did lose their federal funding.
That's correct. They did lose their federal funding. And of course, you know, with sales tax running kind of stagnant, 3B kind of the same, revenues are kind of flat. So it's often difficult for the city to increase outside agency funding when we ourselves are not receiving funding. So to an extent, when we developed this budget, we cut roughly $1.2 million out of our budget. So what we try to do is cut our own services as much as possible and then ultimately try to minimize the impact on outside agencies and other folks. while keeping our current numbers.
Then another one, 3rd B specifically funded, was money for activities at SDSU, and you proposed to cut in that as well.
That's correct. Traditionally, we give about $40,000 to $50,000 a year for SDSU activities, but when we were looking at the budget, we saw that in about 2 years, we're going to be giving about $915,000 a year for the next 6 years for the performing arts renovation there at the university. Additionally, throughout our airport, we fund right around $215,000 for operations, $215,000 for capital. A large part of that is utilized by the SDSU, roughly about 60-65%. And then there's other opportunities that we work and partner with the university, and it's essential because the strength of the university and the success of the university is often the success of our community. We want to do whatever we can to help them out. But knowing that we're increasing substantially those dollars in those areas, we try to reduce as much as possible the 3B so that we can minimize the impact to our economic development endeavors. Now, we were able to fund that fund right around 10,000 is what our recommendation is. Once again, that's just staff's recommendation to City Council. City Council right. can always change that. But, you know, even though it's 10,000, traditionally, I think over the years, they've only spent about $20,000 to $25,000 a year. Right now, there's $30,000 in that fund available for them. So there might be some opportunities somehow in the budget process to increase that over the years as the 3B increases as well, and maybe some opportunities working with Swift-Hill.
Just I looked back on some history in 2005 when the 3B passed. There were enough petitions gathered by students to refer it to a public vote, but they made a deal with the city, and then there was no public vote. There was an earlier vote in 2002, and it went down with 67% against it. But in 2005, that deal with the students and part of the motion that was made, I listened back to it, was $35,000 a year would go to students now for activities. Now, is that, do you think, covered by these other things, or does that still have to be separate?
You know, that's something that we'd have to look at.
Yeah.
What's interesting, you note $35,000 a year. Over the past few years, we've been giving actually
$50,000
a year.
Yeah, I think it was, the way it was stated, was $35,000 a year minimum.
So if you look at that, I assume there's some give and take throughout
right.
the process. So once again, right now there's $30,000 a year in there. They traditionally use about $20,000, $25,000 a year. Next year we're proposing $10,000. If they don't use all their money this year, then it will just replenish it. But once again, there's that balancing act throughout the budget that we have to do.
Absolutely. So did you put a bunch of extra money in the budget for snow removal next year?
You know, our hope is that last year was a fluke.
Wow.
But of course, it was my first year in introduction to South Dakota.
So we'll see, right?
That's right.
Paul Pizzino, we're out of time, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
City Manager right here at Brookings Radio.